we've been talking about this since last week, and this is so great. Big Brother Canada is set to premiere tonight on TV, and there is a lot of buzz surrounding this season, especially here in Thunder Bay, because a 24-year-old from our hometown has made it to the Big Brother house. Her name is J.C. Lynn Graham. Can't wait to see what's going to happen in the house with J.C. Lynn. And on the phone this morning, I'm so happy to have her mom, Chantel Graham, on the phone. Hi, Chantel.
Hi, Danny. How are you?
I am doing fine. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm a bit on pins and needles, a bit of a sick stomach.
Yeah.
You know, to be expected.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So I would assume you and your family, you're in Big Brother mode.
Yes. We've been in Big Brother mode for months. Honestly, but
yeah.
ever since the announcement last week, for sure, it's been
okay.
A bit crazy.
And for someone tuning in right now, and you know, we've been talking about saying, well, I've never watched Big Brother. Here it is in a nutshell. There are so many X number of house guests. I think it's 16 for this one. And there's cameras all around. They have to do challenges and whatnot. And at the end of it all, they have to evict people out of the house. And last one in the house will walk away. I think it's 100 grand.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So if you could just take us back, when did J.C. Lynn apply for Big Brother? Has she always wanted to do this? What's her deal with Big Brother?
Okay. Well, first of all, 4 years ago, she almost made the final cut. She was right at the end, was ready to quit school and everything. She was in London at the time.
Wow.
Didn't work out because I guess something happened. So she just kind of went about her normal life.
Mm-hmm.
This past year, she's been kind of in a whole, you know, achieving bucket list goals kind of mode. And she moved to Banff and, you know, lived with strangers in three different houses over a few months. And just, she said, you know what, I'm going for it again. So I think it was somewhere probably August that she kind of threw her name in again. I think they remembered her. And then we didn't really think too much about it because we'd been through this before. So it was just like, oh, well, yeah, we just kind of went through the motions. And then, you know, even when she left to go there, 2.5 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
It still wasn't a for sure. So she was going, but it was, you still had to go through the final interviews with the producers. So we didn't really find out that she officially made it until like Valentine's Day.
Her videos online on the Big Brother website are so great. I love her energy, and that's J.C. Lynn. I'm happy to say that I know J.C. Lynn. I knew her briefly, and I also know that she worked here and in promotions as well. She's just a wonderful lady all around, so I'm so excited, as I'm sure you guys are. When's the last time you spoke to your daughter?
It's been, I think it'll be around 21 days today.
Wow.
We got a brief Zoom call with her on Valentine's Day for
yep.
her to give us the news. So of course, when that happened, you know, she's not alone, but we got that news. That was kind of our Valentine's Day gift.
Yeah.
And then that's it. I mean, she hasn't had a phone since she got into Toronto at the airport.
Yeah, that's it. That's
yeah.
right. And then mm-hmm. also, there may be a way for you to communicate with her if she were to win the head of household, like you could send her a letter or pictures. I know how that all works, right? So that
yeah.
might be possible.
Well, let's hope for that.
Let's hope she gets head of household. So how do you think she's going to fare in the house? Obviously, you know, you want her to go to the end and win the money, but can she scheme? Can she pull off a lie or two in the house to join different alliances? You think she's got it in her?
I think she does. But, you know, the thing is, when you look at all of the players this year,
mm-hmm.
they're all claiming that they have this social game and that they're going to charm people with their social game. And they're all pretty much saying that other than a couple. So that's a bit scary. But I think J.C. Lynn, going into this, she never really said, I'm going to win $100,000. Her goal is to try and make it to jury house. That's her goal. So, you know, although...
Okay, good.
So, you know what, I think, I know at the beginning, she's not going to want to, you know, flag herself as an athletic player or
That's
anything.
Right.
It's a gamble, Danny, because
mm-hmm.
you don't know who's going to get head of household first, and they haven't had long enough to develop strong connections or alliance.
Yeah.
Really comes down to a lot of luck. Sometimes someone wins and they want to justify their decision so they don't get blood on their hands. So they might say, we're going to pick the oldest and youngest and pick them up, or these two people fell first on this first game, so put them up, and that's how they justify. So we don't know what's going
yeah.
to happen.
And just a further point to what you said earlier, you know, she described herself as an undercover competition beast and then said, we'll reveal her athletic side when the time is right.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she will play kind of the fun, flirty, party kind of girl, social,
mm-hmm.
and kind of keep that on the down low until she kind of figures out who's got that athletic side. you know, unfortunately, she always says, I'm going to let the patriarchy work for me at the beginning. I'm going to find the strong guys to let them win some coffee.
And actually, it's interesting because I think in one of the interviews or in some of the notes, she said that, and I want your perspective as her mom, that she said she might be open to a showmance.
Yeah. So, I mean, I that's more of a question for her dad.
Yeah.
Because he's probably okay. going to lose his mind, but I will cover his eyes if anything should come up. I don't think he'll be into watching the live feeds or anything like that.
Yes.
And going through it, I can't even really tell if there's somebody right now that she'd be really super, you know, I don't know. It's all an unknown.
Yeah, for sure. Well, this is really exciting. And I have to say, you know what, in a lot of circles, the people that I've talked to, Big Brother Canada, even from a production element, I think, really think that it does a way better job than the American version.
For the past few seasons, for sure, it's getting better than the American version.
Yeah, absolutely. And the host, Arissa Cox, she's fantastic. So, yeah. Chantel, I am so happy for JC Lynn, as I'm sure you and your family and her friends are. And I really hope she can go all the way to the end and walk away with the grand prize. All eyes are going to be on Big Brother Canada, and there's some Thunder Bay representation, and I hope she does fantastic. Chantel, thanks for your time. And listen, good luck to her. And I know you'll have your Big Brother get-togethers, and I hope she does a great job.
Thanks a lot, Danny.